So then, Amar Rabin Ann says, Tiva Machris. You have to pronounce and say, listen, I found coins. So by saying coins, that's at least saying you found two. So a person just to say two would not be a simon. Therefore, you have to say at least three. Tadumar says, Boy Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked a question like this. Kishir Maho. Let's say you find the coins in a circle. Is that called a simon? Is that called the proof that the owner really left it there? Kishir Maho. You find the coins straight in a line. In a straight line. Is that a simon? The owner really left it there? Kechatsuva Maho. You find like a triangle. Like one, two, and then one underneath it. You found three like a triangle. Is that a simon that the owner really left it there or not? Kisula Maho. You find it like a ladder. Kisulam Rashi says, like one is flapping over the other, like ladders, like going up. So you find coins that way. What's the locha? Gemara says poshid miho choda. I have a proof for one of these cases at least. The Yom Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuam Kol Shilo Machnis Lo Kisim Veneim Vin Leitlam Vasachas. Anytime you find coins piled up, that you could put a stick underneath them and pick them all up at one time, Chayim Lahachris. That's called a simon. Rashi says the chihevi kisulim, the last case when the coins are flapping over one over another, then it's picked up all at one time. So if so, that's called like a simon. The only really left it there, and then the luck would be chayiv lahachus. Boy, Rashi asks a question like this: ki avnei beis kulis mal. If you find coins the same way it was by beis kulis, see, is that a simon or not? He has to return it or not? The Mara says we'll soon see what it was. So tashma coming here. The time you learn, motza mayis mifuzarai. So you find money spread out. Harei l'shalai, you're allowed to keep it. There's no simon. The owner was miyai. Shouldn't keep it. Kiavne beis kulias. You find coins like this coin. By beis kulias, chay l'hachus. Then you do have to return it. That's called a simon. Now what is that? V'yelu hein avne beis kulias. Achas mikan, v'yachas mikan, v'yachas gadayim. One next to another, and the third one's on top of them. Not that they're flapping over one another, just one next to one another, could be even drop space in between, and the third one touching both of them. Rashi says, the ashlish is chetzi al zeh, the chetzi al zeh. That's also called the good simon. That's why he says here that kulias here, that's the basis of the word of mikulayis. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbana, hamoitzi sela bashuk. If somebody finds a coin in the street, umotza chaver, and then your friend finds you, the Yomaloi and tells you, listen, Shalihi, it's my coin. Chadoshi, it's a new one. Nirunyasi, it's from this kingdom of Nirunyas. Rashi, Kesa Kosovalov, I know this emperor was signed on it. Shamelech Pliny, or such a king, signed on it. Loyalaklum, it's not saying anything, it's not called the good simon, and still we say the owner was Miyayish. Like when the owner lost it, that's not called good simonim, all coins are made that way, therefore, for sure, the owner was Miyayish, you do not have to give it back to him. The Vishain Simon the Matveya, because there's no Simon on the Matveya. Not only this, El Afilu Shmoy Kosovaleho, even if the person has his name, he has Chaim Yanko written on this dollar bill. Still, Loyamaklum, he has no right to say it's his money. The Vishain Simon the Matveya, because that's a cloud, there's no Simonim on money. The Yomu, we say like this, Dilma Fuki Afke. True, you first wrote your name on your dollar bill, but then you bought something in the store, and you gave the dollar bill away. And the Miyin Shachrin and Nuffel. And now the dollar bill fell from the storekeeper. So stand the fact you have your money on it, means your name on the money means nothing. Money is only to be given out, and there's no simonim on money. Therefore, whenever you find money in the street, that's the lacha, you're allowed to keep it. And like we had before, that the owner for sure knows about it. He's Meshamshesh Bekis Bechol Shor. And therefore, we said the owner was already Miyayish. It's called Yish Midas. Therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Now the Mishnah says, Motza Acher Agap. Let's say you find something behind a fence. Hagapa or Yacher Hageder. One's a wooden fence, Gapa, one's a stone fence. You find behind the fence, Goizolus Mukasharim, birds that were tied up together. Rashi says, Gefes Timas Kaisel Shalait. Gefes, that's a wooden fence. A Shakanim and Geder, that's Shalavonim. So you found birds tied up behind the fence. Oi Bishvilin Shebisodos. You found it through the paths, through the fields. Bishvilin Shebisodos. Harezel Yigubhem. You're not supposed to touch them. We'll see in the Gemara why. Because they say the owner left it there, and you shouldn't come and take it away. Leave it there. Motza kli biyashba. If you find the kli by the junkyard, im mechustif, it's covered up the kli there again. Layigaboy, don't touch it. The owner put it there. He knows it's there. He's leaving it there. You don't go and touch it. Leave it. Im magula. Let's say you find it there uncovered. Then night lamachra. Then it's a mitzvah to take it and to return it. We're talking about now a kli that has a simon on it. But since it has a simin, you're supposed to take it and return it. We'll see in the reason why the first place is you don't touch it. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason of the ratio? You find these gazolas, tied up birds, behind the fence. You're not supposed to touch it. My timer. The Armina, because we say, Hani inshi atniinu, that the owner hid it there. He wants it to stay there. V'i shokulu, if we would take it away, lest lu lemarayu, simna begavayu. The owner doesn't have a simin on these birds. Therefore, if we're going to take it away, there's no way he can get it back. He doesn't have a simin to give it to us. Hilka, therefore, the locher is, l'shafkinu, leave it there. Adiyaisi marayu v'shokulu, until the owner himself will come back and take it. Now the most question is, some say, why? Why do you say there's no simin here? V'yamai lehevi kesha simna. Why don't you say they're not? We're talking about now you have a birds that were tied up together. The bird is tied up with a rope. There's a simon. How you make the knot? Omer Rav Abba Mazavde, Omer Rav, then the Kusharim Bechanfehim. Somebody tied them up by the wings. The Kulu Yal Mahochim Mekatrilu. Kitta, that's the way everybody does it. There's no special simon here. So again, that's not called a good simon. Therefore, in this case, since it's behind the fence, tied up, we know it wasn't just thrown there. The owner left it there. So the owner knows where it is. So therefore, you better not touch it. Just leave it there. Fred Gemara again, why? Why is there no simon here? So they have a mokim simon. Why don't we say the person picks it up and announce, I found something behind the fence, and let the owner come and say he lost his birds there. Why isn't the mokim called a simon? Amar avukva bar chomo bimodidin. We're talking about birds that can hop. They can hop from place to place. The kids say you can't say the mokim because you have to be afraid. Maybe it hopped a little bit, so the owner won't be able to give the right simon. But Gemara, even modern, if you're talking about birds that could hop, may almasi or maturin, then we have a right to say where they come from. They came from other places. The Rashi says, "V'ein zehinuach." That's not cool that the owner left it there, but they hopped away themselves. The chivin, the ein ben simin, name a reila shalai. If so, if it's not hinuach, the owner didn't leave it there. So then it ran away from the owner. For sure, the owner's on the yayish already because there's no simin on it. So why can't you keep it? The Gemara says, we could say miyal mosi. True, there is a doubt that maybe these birds hopped away from other places. But we also have a doubt, we also could say inish atniyinu, that a person left it there. And they didn't hop away, but that's where they were, the owner left it there. And since you have a suffix, then the klal is tihevile suffix hinuach. This is like his suffix hinuach, suffix if it was left there or not. And in such a case, the yomer of Abba Bazavda, omarav, kol suffix hinuach. Anytime you find something that it's a doubtful to you if the owner really put it there, and then you can't take it to be a gezel, or did it just get lost there, and then it's yish, you could keep it. So anytime you have a suffix about this, the din is lechatchina layito. Don't take it. Don't touch it. Leave it there. Because maybe the owner was not miyayish yet. He plans to come back to it. And therefore, when a suffix, don't touch it. And you have no mitzvah sashabas aveda. Because you're not for sure that forget. I mean, if the owner wasn't miyayish yet, then the best place is just leave it there. There's no other simon. The yimnota, but let's say you took it, then layachser. Then the lachris, you don't put it back again. So Rashi says like this: the yimnota layachser to leka the yoyu simna, because nobody can give you a simon right now. So therefore, the chori, you have a right to keep it. So Tayyus talks about it. Tayyus says the yimnota layachser yesh tafar shayin adavkish and natlu valich lebeisai. If you took it home, yesh lachris shema bo baylam terkach leimotzu mashenichasham v'shul layachser lelachshel kach layachser lemachas natlu. Then you're allowed to keep it. But they just picked up, you didn't move any place, then Avada put it down again. You have no right to keep it. In other words, if you just picked it up there, so what if you picked it up? But still you have a doubt, maybe there's an owner to it. Maybe he left it there. He'll come back for it. Then they say, just put it down again and let the owner keep it. Here we're talking about if you took it home again, if you took it home with you, then Lamaisa B'dieva, now that you have it, so for sure, like, the owner, then you have to be afraid, he have a suffix. Maybe the owner was miyayish ready, and even now, maybe in between, the owner came back and was also miyayish, therefore you have a right to keep it. You're right. Well, we'll see more about this later, about Sofa Kinuach. Right. Motza kli biyashpa mechusa. If you find the kli, the Mishnah says, in the junkyard, that's covered up, la yigaboy, then don't touch it. Negula, if it's uncovered, though, then night lamachus. So the Chur is talking about that there's a simon on this. That's why if it's uncovered, you're supposed to take it and pronounce it. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Motza kli tamen biyashpa.